This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
John chapter 4, verse 46. So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. There was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe." The nobleman said, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your son lives." So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. And as he was going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, "Your son lives." Then he inquired of them the hour when he got better. And they said to him, "Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him." So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives." And he himself believed, and his whole household. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Well, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. In the passage of Scripture, the gospel lesson that Bracken read, there's a real important truth here that needs to be an implanted word in us. The Scripture says that we, in both the Old Testament and then three times in the New Testament, that the just live by faith. So whether you're an Old Testament believer or you're a New Testament believer, we're called to live the life with God by faith. It's a life of faith. Scripture says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. In Hebrews 11, verse 6. In Romans 14, 23, it says, "That which is not of faith is sin." And so everything in the Christian life is this walk of faith, but what does faith look like? In this story, it's very clear. It says, when he came to Galilee, to Cana of Galilee, where he had his first miracle, water into wine had happened, there was this royal official that comes to him whose son was sick, and his son was in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus came out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him, and this is the grammar, the way it's written in the original language, and he was continually pleading with Christ to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. And then in verse 49, the royal official said to him again, "Sir, come down before my son dies." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your son lives." And thus the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him. And he started off. And when he gets home, he discovered that his son was healed. His son was healed at the same hour Jesus said those words, "Your son lives." Now the interesting thing is that when, in verse 50, when Jesus said, "Go your way, your son lives," the man stopped asking for Jesus to heal his son, to come down. As a matter of fact, it says this man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he started off. One of the things that we've said over the years is that faith is not believing that Jesus can. Faith isn't believing that he will. It's not pleading with him to do a certain thing. Faith is trusting that he is. This man, when he first heard about Jesus being there, he went to him and he pleaded with him again and again to come and heal his son. This is the way most Christians live the Christian life, is that we live with pleading faith. We're constantly asking the Lord, please do this, please do this, please do this. And then worry and anxiety about if he's going to do it and how it's going to look like if he does it. That's why we like it when God explains himself to us before he does something, which God doesn't really do very often, because he wants us to grow in faith. Even a lost person is comfortable if they know what's coming. At least they know they're in some control of some sort. One of the things that God wants us to learn is we're not in control. He is. But this man had pleading faith. Like we pray, Lord, please keep me from doing this. Lord, please, please, I need your help. I need your help. I need patience, Lord. I just need patience, oh God. I need whatever. Help me love this person. Please, Lord, please. That's pleading faith. But when he heard the word of the Lord, it says he left believing without even seeing. That's called resting faith. And resting faith is the only kind of faith that is authentic to the Lord. Our pleading with God is an insult to him. Our resting faith has settled it, that if he said it, it's true. And so there are things like, Jesus says words like in the scripture that at the cross we died to sin in Christ. It says in 1 Corinthians 15:57, thanks be to God who's always giving us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 8 verse 2 says, indeed, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. Now, is there a law of sin and death in our members? Yes. But there's also a higher law that's in Christ. It's called the law of the Spirit of life. So if I take a piece, or if I put you in a lake and just drop you off, you might can paddle for a while, but eventually you're going to sink because the law of gravity takes over. But if I put a life belt around you, a flotation belt around you, as long as you're abiding in that flotation belt is keeping you on top. Does it mean that the law of gravity has ceased? It just means there's another law that's overcoming it. If you get in an airplane, the law of gravity is still real. But as long as the law of aerodynamics is working, as long as the plane doesn't run out of fuel or break down, the law of aerodynamics sets you free. Now, you can't do anything to help that. Now, many people do. Every time there's a bump, oh, God, please, 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 oh, God, I hope this plane doesn't cry. And or you can just rest in your seat and let the law of aerodynamics do what it does. The law of sin lives in your members. If you don't rest in the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, the law of the sin and death, if you try to do it on your own, it's going to take over. But as long as you're abiding in him, as long as you're resting in him, he says the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. I don't have to beg him. The fruit of the Spirit's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. I don't have to beg God for patience. That's pleading faith. I can rest in Christ, who is my patience, and thank him for his patience. I don't have to plead with him to help me love somebody who's difficult to love. I can rest in the fact that that's part of the fruit of the Spirit and thank him for loving that person through me. Everything in the Christian life is like that. Victory comes to our experience when we lay down pleading faith and based on what His Word and His Word alone says, not whatever your experience has been, but simply resting in what He says is true. And remember, faith always starts with what God believes, not what you believe. Faith is just coming to agreement and resting in what He believes. What He has said is true. There's no freedom in pleading faith. There's joy that's full of glory and a peace that passes understanding when we walk in resting faith. That's resting in His Word and His Word alone and His faithfulness to keep His Word. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.